a good time. And I also want to straighten out that Kim Miller will not be here, right?
No, she's not here with us, but yeah. She is the kind of from where she is to, in a few minutes, we'll be introducing her to train. I mean, I'm telling you, they've got one of the most solid teams in all of the company. So we're going to be excited to have her training you tonight and me tonight.
We want to pull her down here, but we couldn't do it. But we do have a great lineup for everybody. And if you're on the road, please drive careful. And if you get sleepy, you know, nap a little or whatever you're going to do. Don't drive straight through if you're real tired.
Right. And I want to let everybody know we've got calls and emails and text messages. And, yes, you can still register at the door. We are in Sunset Beach. We'll be setting up tomorrow at noon. So you can register for the B2B class tomorrow at the door, $20 cash at the door. And then if you'd like to register for the weekend with Mr. Darnell Self and the hottest new millennium group in all of the country, we've got Nick Odom and Justin Peterson and many other trainers on the schedule. It is going to be, and some, I promise you, there are going to be some real surprises for all of you.
Yeah, we've got about five surprise guest speakers. You will not believe who is going to be here. People that you all have listened to, heard.
Anyway, we're excited about the
You think Elizabeth is listening in? They just want to pick up Melissa Wilder. They're taking her to dinner, I think.
Anyway, it's going to be an exciting weekend. And you can actually go to performancefamily.com. You can still click on the link to register online for the main event. Had somebody do it just a few hours ago. So definitely don't delay. We want to have your packets ready, your T-shirts ready, and everything ready. We're going to have so much fun, and we're going to learn
Extra T-shirts?
Absolutely. So,
and listen, if they want to register like just for one day, could they do that?
We'll figure that out at the door for them.
Okay, if you want to be here just one day, come on, we'll register for one day and charge you for the one day or whatever. All right, I think we need to get cracking here. Thank you, Susan.
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, we're going to go straight to the training tonight. We've got Ms. Kim Miller on, and she was so kind to be willing to take time out of her busy life. And as you heard, as Susan was talking about Ms. Miller when all of you were calling in, you need to know that this lady is one, I think she's probably one of the biggest superstars in all of the history of Legal Shield. Number one, she's the first executive director in Legal Shield in Canada.
She opened up the whole place.
Female, yeah. And so, you know, you're talking about a woman who has, you know her as part of the Miller team, the Miller family, but believe me, she made it on her own way before she got involved with the Miller family. So
yeah, they lucked up.
They lucked up. They sure did. Go for that.
We all lucked up.
Yeah. And, you know, she's a $500,000 ring earner. And it's not about just Legal Shield and the money here. It's about lifestyle. It's about her being able to do what you heard earlier tonight. She's actually built an orphanage with the help of many people who donated to
all
her fundraising all over Legal Shield. But she's the one that is instrumental and still is in making that happen. And maybe she'll share a little about that tonight. So I would love for you all to go to her website and see what someone in the world of Legal Shield who's really making the money here, what you can do. You know, it's not just your bank account. It's what does that money in the bank account do?
Well, it's not just people outside. She's also helped her family a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
And she's helped the Legal Shield family. And we're just, I mean, so excited to have her as a friend and have been since the day we met her.
Absolutely.
Kim, are you with us, babe?
I am.
You am?
Yay,
I love it.
I wish you were right here with us.
Susan said you'd be here. Come on.
Well, thank you guys. And it's always a privilege and honor to speak on your call and anything that I can do for you guys personally, obviously as friends first and business partners next and your team. I'm happy to just share, you know, just a couple minutes of some useful information or advice that I can give you on really just helping your organization build an empire. Go out there and do it, you know, what you meant to be doing here in Legal Shield. And I just want to say thanks to Frank and Teresa again for their friendship and their support. And I've known them for over 18 years now. It's almost 19 years, I bet, just over that. And I want to say a special thank you for helping us raise over $2,900 on the weekend in Toronto at a Super Saturday that I was at, and we gave away 30 minutes of your coaching session, and many people were excited about that and had a big purchase on that, and we had a couple other ringers too on there, but you guys are one of the most popular as always, and just appreciate you guys. So I know I don't have to say too much from in front of your team about how amazing you guys are, but you guys are definitely lucky to have their leadership, and have an amazing weekend this weekend. I know you will. So let me just get into a couple things that I want to talk about. Really, is really simple, is just making sure that we're making this business duplicatable and making sure that we're staying consistent with our activity on a daily basis. And that's really important. Obviously, listen, if you want to be successful in this business, it's all about being consistent. It's all about being persistent. It's all about doing the mundane things in and out, in and out, and in and out, and don't change anything, because we always like to fix what's not broken. And then we go back to, why did we fix something that wasn't broken? Why don't we go back to just doing the same thing that we were doing to make us successful in the first place, rather than coming up with all these new brilliant ideas? And I think that's where people come into fault, is they think that they can reinvent the system or they have a better system in place. And the truth is, you know, we have a lot of ringers, a lot of people that are Millionaire Club members with our company, and they simply follow the system. Many of them could have been ring earners earlier or Millionaire Club members earlier, and they weren't, simply because they didn't follow the system when they first got involved. And many of them will tell you that right from their mouths, because they know that they kind of fought the system and had some success, but if they wanted to have duplication, and when I talk about duplication, I'm really talking about building an empire, building a really massive, big network marketing company. So, you know, when we get into just network marketing and talking about that, it's all about a large group of people doing a few simple things over a consistent period of time. So let me say that again. This is what network marketing means. It's a large group of people to do a few simple things. What's that? Performance Club, over a consistent period of time. And Performance Club even has a 12-month on it. So you don't even have to really come up with your own promotion, even those great promotions and incentives going right now with the Atlantis trip. And I can't even believe people can get involved today and go, you know, in 6 months from now to an amazing Atlantis trip, all-inclusive trip for two. But that's what network marketing is. So let's take a look at that, right? What's a large group of people? I'm not talking about thousands. I'm just talking about 5, 10, 15, because ultimately all you really need is 10 to 15 people, and your executive director qualified, and you will be consistently, because why? Because people are in it for their reasons and not your reasons. So when we talk about duplication, I want to just talk about really being more system dependent versus personality dependent. Now, if you're personality dependent, you're going to know, because as soon as you miss a meeting, or as soon as you go away on vacation, or as soon as you're not on a call, you're going to find that most of your team is not following, if any are following, because it's you personality dependent. Now, sometimes that helps, you know, it helps that you have a good personality and you're outgoing and you're spunky and you're this or that. But the truth is you never really want to be the top, you know, presenter or the top trainer or even the top producer, although those are great goals to have. But the truth is you want to keep it as simple as possible. So if you spend an hour on a phone trying to recruit somebody or tell them all about our business, then they're going to turn around and say, man, you're good and that's great, I'll join, but I won't join as an associate because I can't do what you just did, but the membership sounds great. And so you got to remember, everything you do duplicates. Everything you do, from the moment you say hi to a prospect, to the tool that you send them, to the three-way call, to getting them to an event, to whatever it is, everything will duplicate. Because if you want to be the best sponsor, not recruiter, there's a difference between being a recruiter and a sponsor. Recruiter recruits people into the business, doesn't really help them get started. A sponsor sponsors people into this business and has that, makes them their selves responsible for their success of their teammates, okay? So you want to make sure that you, every time you say hello to somebody, that you're always thinking in mind, can somebody else do this? And what I mean by that is, like, when you're talking to somebody in line, and you're talking to a friend, you're talking to a buddy, you're talking to somebody at, somebody in the Little League game, or I'm looking at a karate kids doing karate right now, and the parents are just sitting around talking. When you're talking to somebody and you're asking them maybe some hot questions, like, you know, what do you do for a living? Oh, great. And you must love that. Or maybe they say, I'm not doing anything right now, I'm in between jobs. Oh, really? What are you looking for? I really like to stay home. My kids are here and I'd like to be able to stay at home more. Whatever it is, you got their hot buttons. And then the next thing is to figure out, what tool are we going to give these people? You know, are we going to put them in a prospect app? Are we going to give them a magazine, because that's the hottest thing on the marketplace right now? We give them a DVD. Are we going to invite them to a meeting, depending on how the questions, you know, come up that are answered? But what my point is here is we've got to make it duplicatable. So when we give the person any information, I think one of the best things that we can do right now is put them into prospect, the app, simply because we can show them about the membership or the opportunity or the small business plan, whichever one we want, but it's duplicatable. Anybody can say, hey, can you fill your information out here? I'd like to send you some more information about our membership. I think it's going to give you some value to you and your business or your family. So everybody can do that. So when that person gets recruited into your business, right, then they say, well, what do I do next? And you say, well, what did I do to you? Okay, well, you know, you just asked me a few questions. I answered them. You put me into that prospect app. I started to watch some videos, and they can see that it's duplicatable, that they can do it. And so, you know, I mean, that's what it, I mean, it's as simple as that is. Like, I don't need to go into any more complicated than that. Just everybody's got to realize that if you prospect to recruit somebody into this business, you better be darn sure that you're making it as duplicatable as possible. So to the lowest common denominator, something where, you know, a two-year-old could actually go and do this. And I know it sounds silly, but it's the way that duplication works. And if you are the best at what you do, even, I don't, like, you could be the best golfer and you could be the best, you know, black belt, you could be the best whatever, but that's great for you, but it's very rare that people can do the same as you. So even if you are a very good, you know, a really good at presenting, I have to, you know, make sure that I don't answer all the questions all the time when somebody's trying to ask me questions over the phone rather than them seeing information, because I know so much after being here 18 years. And I don't mean I know everything, but I know a lot of information. So I always try to make sure I say, well, did you watch the video first? Because then we can have an intelligent conversation. So you always want to make sure that they're watching something, listening to something here, reading something. These are important things for duplication. And then just, you know, to keep in mind that all the time. And if you're doing a good job of that, then the people that come on board with you, there's going to be duplication happening. They're going to understand, use prospect, use the magazine, bring them out to a meeting. They're going to understand that right away because they're going to do what you just did. And then the other thing is just to make sure that we're doing our daily activity all the time. It's really simple to go out there and 1 week do five, you know, do five in one day and then just, you know, do five and 3 days later. What we want to promote, okay, to a very part-time person, spare-time person, which is about 80% of our sales force, is two a day. We do two exposures a day. And the best way to be accountable to doing two exposures a day is two things, having prospects and having a trainer on there so they can see what's going on, but using prospect because that gives you your accountability. It shows you who actually that you prospected, and it also shows you who's opting in, so then you can see to make sure that you're doing a good job of getting them opt in. The next thing is to have a workout partner, somebody else that has your accountability, that you guys are being accountable to each other. So not just to your prospect app, but they can say, hey, let me see your prospect app, take a picture of it with your phone and send it to me. I want to make sure you did your two today. Okay, guys, and that's as simply as it is. We just want to keep it to the simplest thing. Two a day, promote two a day, you do two a day, use your prospect, have a workout partner, be accountable, don't be personality dependent, be system dependent, go out there and always remember duplication. That's what I'm talking about, duplication when you're building an organization. And then the last thing is just the definition of network marketing is to get a large group of people to do a few simple things over a consistent period of time. You get about 10 people to do that, you're an ED, you get 20, now you're reaching probably silver. Then you're going into 25, 30, 40 people, you're going to hit, you know, platinum. And I'm talking about performance club. And that's what you want. So you can see that it really isn't getting like a massively large group of people to do, you know, 10 sales. We're just asking people to do a couple a month and they're doing it for their reason. So I know you guys have a great weekend coming up. You're going to hear some amazing trainers and so much information this weekend. So Frank and Teresa, pleasure to be on your call, and have a fantastic weekend with everybody. Wish I was there. I'll be there in spirit. And I can't wait to see everybody in Atlanta. And if you're not going to be in Atlanta in January, I'll see you guys in Oklahoma City.
Kamelia, thank you so much. You know, one of the things that I really admire the most about your business is how simple you always keep it. You have been talking the same language and doing the same activities, and I've been with you. I know you do these things. You don't just talk about them. And your team does these things, the consistency, the follow-up, the duplication. And I love, you know, I've never heard it put quite that way, system dependent versus personality dependent. That's really powerful.
Yeah, that is powerful.
Because you can. We've seen so many people, not so many, not that many people.
Not that many personalities.
Not many great people. But we have seen a handful of people in our organization come in and make a big splash and go to director. I'll never forget the attorney we were working with one time in Savannah. And
one
Kim,
day.
And Kim, he had one PBR, but it wasn't really PBR. We let him do it at an a venue and it was not duplicatable at all. We were new in the business. We really were bad coaches ourselves. You know, we learned a lot from that. But he was personality dependent. Everybody, I mean,
he was a director one day.
Yeah, and he got accolades for it and all of that. But, you know, 6 months later, there was absolutely nothing going on in that team, nothing. So it was kind of like, oh my gosh, I wish we had known this. We could have really pointed this out, made sure that everything he was doing was duplicatable. So thank you so much.
And he wasn't coachable either.
Well, he wasn't too coachable.
Yeah. We call those guys bottle rockers.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks, guys.
Listen, thank you so much,
Kim.
Appreciate it.
Have a great, great week.
There we go.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Thanks. Weekend. So anyway, that was great training. I'm telling you, that's what they built their business on. They're earning $500,000 a year, and it is all about the daily activity, the two-a-day, the follow-up. And I love the prospect system. I used it again this afternoon in the car driving down here, putting a prospect in that system.
Yeah, single mom, four kids, you know, needing to work from home.
Yeah. So, but if you're not using prospect, and we're going to be talking about that some this weekend, please learn it, do it, download it, because it does. It not only helps you be accountable to yourself and whoever you're partnering within that system, but you keep everything organized in there, and you write notes about people in there. And so, you know, this business is all about exposure. You know, it's all about getting the information out.
And also getting to know the person you're recruiting. And have a memory about it. And it takes a while to learn, you know, when you meet somebody, they got four kids, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your mama and all that stuff, and why you're doing the business. And then when you call them back, you can remind them of that stuff.
Yeah. It's
really, really helpful, y'all. Really helpful.
So such great training. Well, we're going to move on to the next segment. We have a wonderful guy on the line, a leader in the state of Illinois, regional manager, conducting meetings and trainings and doing presentations. And so
one of the busiest guys I've ever known.
Yeah, truly one of the busiest people in the world. And but I'll tell you, he makes it happen. And and when he does it right. And this is none other than Mr. Tom Miners. Mr. Miner there. Hopefully you're probably en route. I'm not sure. Mr. Miner.
Not yet, but we are gearing up and getting ready to go. Am I okay as far as the volume goes?
Oh, absolutely. You're perfect.
Yeah, you're good.
Good, Tom.
Okay, good. Well, let me go ahead and get started because I know people got things to do just like I have to do, and I don't want to take up too much time. But I do want to share with you guys something that I think is really, really important, and that is the book review tonight. Let me begin by saying this. There's a saying that goes like this: what's done in the dark will soon come to the light. That kind of sums up what personal development is all about, because it's something that people can't see you doing, but they know that you do it because of the person that you eventually become. So just keep that in mind as I go through the book on how to win friends and influence people. And to do that, let's just say for a minute, instead of that book being entitled How to Win Friends and Influence People, let's say it's entitled How to Become a Platinum Executive Director and Help Strangers Become Six-Figure Ring Earners and Legal Shield. Let's just assume that. And what I want to do is just to put this kind of in perspective of something that happened to me today. Around about 3:00, I got a call to come to a bank. The bank was having a reception, and they called me and my wife down to come just to participate and have some food and stuff like that. So here's the deal. We're getting ready to go to North Carolina, right? Typically what happens in events like this one and also this call that I got from the bank, they're going to call a group of people, typically all the customers, right? But they know that 20% of the people will come to the event. The coins know that the 20% are going to come, and it's probably going to be the top 20%. And then they know that 20% of those people that come will probably do any type of engaging in conversation. When I went there, I had two goals, and listen how this applies. My first goal was to make at least one friend. And then my second goal was to influence that banker to the point that he would have future consideration for me when I come in and ask him for a loan, right? Because it was a commercial bank officer that I really do a lot of business with. So in doing that, I want to list a few of the things that's in the assignment that I had to do today. Okay, so when I went there with that in mind, right, to make a friend and influence him, I knew that I had to avoid any conversation that would create an argument. because you cannot win an argument. So the best thing to do is to avoid them. Here's the old thing. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. So avoid arguments at all costs. Secondly, I know that I had to resist the temptation to show people that they were wrong. So no matter what topic that we talked about, whatever I thought about it, my thing was to show people tolerance and not to show anyone that they were wrong, because I'm trying to make friends and also influence him. Now, the first thing I did, I forgot to mention this. When I walked into that bank, it was the lobby was not really crowded, but it was a smaller bank. And the first thing I said was, hi, ladies and gentlemen. And everybody just looked at me and everybody said hi, because it was just a shock, because most people don't say anything when they come into a setting like that. But I know from my personal development, do what the 95% don't do, and that is to speak up. So here's the third thing. If any time during that conversation that you feel like you're wrong, admit it and do it real quickly. We were talking about some things, and I think we were talking about Airbnb, one of the subjects I talked about. And one, I said something that I wasn't sure about, and the lady corrected me, and I quickly tapped her on the shoulder and said, thank you. I always wonder about that. But when you're wrong, admit it. Be in a friendly way. Through the whole thing, I forced myself to smile to the point that it became natural. And guess what? People started smiling back to me. Here's the fifth thing they talked about. No one likes to get a no when we're talking in conversations or we're prospecting. So one of the secrets that they talked about, and Brian Tracy talks about this too in one of his closing techniques, is that when you go into a situation with a person, think about how you can get them to say yes from the very first question or whatever interaction that you have. Try to go for a yes and keep going for a yes. And the more yeses you accumulate, the more likely you are to win that person to your way of thinking or to genuinely like you. So always try to figure out how you can get a person to say yes. Do you have people that you deal with that complain every now and then? And sometimes when you talk to people and all of a sudden they started complaining. One way to help minimize complaints is to kind of let people talk themselves out. Just, as opposed to interacting with them, just talk, nod. And then at the point that you can say something without making it adversarial, say, I'll be right back, and just excuse yourself and move on to the next conversation. Because people who tend to complain tend to like to have people listen to them, interact, but just listen and don't interact. And then the last thing they talk about, which I want to close with, is this. Whenever you find yourself with people that you're trying to influence and you just don't know what else to do, challenge them. And sometimes you might challenge yourself. And one of the biggest challenges, like right now, we have a couple of challenges going on with the company. One is the promotion and also the seating challenging. When you're looking to influence your team to do things, put out a challenge to them and see who rises to the challenge. You'll definitely see what your influence is like. The biggest challenge that we face right now today is to go to our event in North Carolina. Even if you haven't made reservation or you're not there yet, challenge yourself to go against all odds, because that's definitely what I'm doing. So with that, Mr. O'Coin, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Tom, now it's fantastic. I'm actually sitting here writing notes. I'm doing it in the light, and it won't go to the dark.
And they'll love that. Thank you so much, Tom. That was a great preparation and a great delivery.
Tom, you really did that. Tom, really fast, can you hit those five or six points one more time?
The five that I went over with is that you can't win an argument, so try to avoid it.
Okay.
Resist the temptation of showing people that they're wrong.
Okay.
But when you're wrong, admit it, and admit it quickly.
Okay.
Always be in a friendly way as much as you can, even if you have to force yourself. Be in a friendly way. It will open up people, and you will see they will start doing the same. The secret of Socrates is to always try to get people to say yes. And it's the more yes you can get, the more likely you are you're going to get a closure of whatever you're looking for. And as far as people who complain, the best way to handle it is just to let them talk themselves out of it. And then the last one I talk about is throwing down a challenge to you or even your team, because you can really see your influence when you throw a challenge to your team.
Yeah, and that book covers so much more. I mean, that's some good points, and that thing covers a lot of stuff, I'm telling y'all.
One of the best books ever.
How to Win Friends and Influence People. Mm-hmm. Right. Matter of fact, Warren Buffett,
one of his two,
he said that two books influenced him more than anything else in the world. One of them was by an economist, and the other one was How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he said that did it. And if he can be the richest man in the world doing that, and he's the most interviewed CEO in the world. He has done more interviews than any other CEO in the world, and he's well-respected because he really does exactly what that book says.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people, I think that it might have been Matt Root said he's read that book a couple of times in the last 2 months, or this last month. I'm not sure.
It's a book that you can reread every time, and it's kind of like I was telling somebody, when I reread a book like this, it's like, where did that chapter come from? I didn't get that last time, and I've read that book way more.
I know we've got to hurry, but I just want to say this and end with it. Most time when you're talking to somebody, whether it's somebody you know or somebody you just met, they're trying to do one of two things. They're either trying to engage with you or they're trying to escape from you. The minute you start seeing them look around at stuff, you need to, you know, get right in there or get right out of there because, you know, they're going to engage or they're going to escape.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, I just wanted to end it with saying that the friend that I made turned out to be the president of the Chamber of Commerce in Chatham, Illinois, which is just a little town south of the bank. Yeah.
Nice.
Wow, good job, Tom. Good job.
Nice.
Yeah, her name is Shelby.
So cool. All those things helped you today, right?
Without even realizing it. Then, you know, once you get stuff into you, your recall becomes such that you don't really have to think about it. It just comes out of you because it's in you. And when you find yourself in the situation, it just rolls off your tongue and people think you're slick or not, but it's not. It's just what's done in the dark will come to the light.
I love it.
Great, Tom.
I'm going to start reading in the dark. Y'all drive safe or fly safe, whatever you're doing, Tom.
Yeah, and we can't wait to see everybody here tomorrow and the next day. Most of y'all will be here Friday. Some of you are coming in tomorrow, so we are so excited. But listen, we've got a couple more things to go over on the call.
Then we'll be done, yeah.
Before we wrap it up, I want to announce, we have, listen to this now, a brand new manager last week, Gwyneth Doyle in California, two new directors, Juan Cerez and Good Deed Done. Now, here's the exciting thing. Because these people are new ranks this month, they now qualify to get a bonus at the next rank. So, Gwyneth Doyle, if you're listening in California, when you go from manager to senior manager, you will get $1,600 as a bonus.
Is that nice or what?
Go, Inger. I'm telling you. That'll
buy her a pair of shoes.
And for the directors, when you move to senior director, there is a $2,150 bonus. So if y'all are not paying attention to these bonuses,
y'all really need to.
Go download the document. You can always find all the good current documents. I'm going to tell you a secret place to find them because I used to go crazy trying to keep up with all this stuff. Go to the web shows under your event tab. And when you go to any of the web shows, you will see, and when you go to the on the left, the resource list, it has all the PDF documents of everything that's current. So you never have to think, well, is this current now? Or just go there. If it's there, it's current.
You go to what now?
You go to your back office, you log in, and then you go to the I think it's events and calls. And then you, at the bottom of that drop-down, it's web shows. And the web shows, I'll show you one, Frank. Here you go. You just click on it.
There
you are. Then those things come up. My computer just went dead. Okay. So that's where you can find the flyers. So listen.
You're going to get $2,150?
Yeah, it's a bonus.
It's a bonus. And what?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You said director or senior director.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Okay, that's what you're going to be earning along the way. I just gave you the wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. Because they have a new chart here.
Yeah.
This is, okay, this is the bonus level. This is that's the commissions that you earn from beginning to going up
that's
there.
That's the commission.
My apologies. Okay,
yeah.
From manager to senior manager, it's not that. That is the 1,600 is what you make on your journey there. Yes, so I apologize. This new chart's got, it's got two, both charts on it, so I really read the wrong one to you. But,
well, I was going
to
drop out and come back in.
I know it. So from going from manager to senior manager, you're going to earn an extra $400 in addition to the money that you will have earned, the $1,600 that you would have earned in getting there. So it's an extra $400 to you. And then for going from director to senior director, it's an extra $1,000 on top of the $2,600 that you earned on that journey to director.
Yeah, that's
and for all of the senior associates, when we have a lot of new senior associates who hit it this month, you are going to have an extra $300 given to you when you go to manager. And it goes all the way up. I mean, as soon as you get to senior manager and you go to director, that in itself is another $1,000. That in itself, senior manager, is an $800 bonus. And then when you get
senior director is $1,000, and then you got senior director is $2,500.
Exactly.
And executive director is $2,500.
That's right. So the level up bonuses are really awesome, and they're such an inspiration to pay attention to what it takes to get to the next level.
That's when you need to look at the genealogy. So you need to move up so you can inspire them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then also we want to recognize the all the fact that all the new people who come in the month of October, all the new associates in October, we're a little over halfway through, when they fast start qualify, they can meet for the Atlantis trip. They can qualify by meeting group 3 or 4 requirements that makes them eligible to go on the Atlantis trip. Is that crazy or what? Well, of course, they have to stay performance qualified through December, but it's almost December. So we're talking about an incredible opportunity for new people to do what it takes to go to Atlantis. And if the new associates, while they're in their Fast Start period, get a new a recruit themselves who Fast Start qualifies, that new recruit will count twice the maximum of one multiplier, but they'll count twice toward their performance club trip category. Because in group 4, you qualify by helping 4 personally recruited people, frontliner place, fast start qualify. So that could count as 2. So if you're new and you fast start qualify, and then you get an associate that you've brought in to fast start qualify.
It gets a little confusing.
Well, it's basically just getting people fast start qualify.
Okay.
So
but they have to come in this month.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
Let's start there.
Yeah, but there's a lot of new associates this month.
And
so
they have to have the consistency at the right level, too. To
always for everything. Yeah.
Everything.
Absolutely.
Just want to remind them of that.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, that new recruit, that counts, that you're halfway there. So that's an easy way to qualify for Atlantis. All righty. And then we've got a little more recognition. We want to recognize what's going on the team. Last month, I'm not sure if we did this a week ago, but I also want to make sure everybody knows, that last month, in the month of September, the top producers were Lois Dreckhouse and Amy Yoshimitsu out of California. And I know
they're in town. Yeah,
yeah, they're going to be here this weekend. And John Hall was second place, and Stacey Devil was third place. You can see the rest of those on your Facebook page. And then here's the big deal. I want to recognize the top recruiters for September. Now, and I'm going to put a challenge out. There were lots of third place with 2 recruits last month. Second place went to Kaylin Blanchard with 3 recruits. First place went to Matthew Root with 4 recruits.
That Root family is taking root.
That's so cute. I'm going to challenge the entire team for the month
now, look,
of October.
I think he's 19, 18 or 19. Right? I mean, I got to beat him.
Go for it.
Okay.
So I'm going to challenge the entire team to take first place this month for the month of October with more than 4 recruits.
I'm going to challenge Joanne to beat her son.
That'd be great.
And then Margaret to beat her mother.
Yeah. And then for last week, we had a ton of recruiters, but everybody just recruited one. So there was a lot. There was basically a tie between everybody, including ourselves, for first place.
We were there too, okay.
Yeah, we were. I'm going to read the list here. It's not that long because I want to recognize everybody that's building team, that's recruiting. We're on the list. I can just read that. Nathaniel Hammett is on the list. Raymond Mitchell, Justin Peterson, James Etheridge, Rob Hurst, Pamela Pitt, April Pope, Dominique Kapler, Livingston. I cannot say that name. Livingston.
Yeah.
And then Anthony Luck, Tom Miner, and Susan Mercer.
Way to go, guys.
Congratulations on that. So, and we're going to be talking this weekend about the challenge for the power teams to get on the front row at the convention in March. So we'll be focusing on that after this weekend, big time, because the award is going to go basically to the ED team, the executive and their team, who has the most people registered. And so, and that's really fair, because when you look at people like Darnell Self, they've got a lot of EDs under them, but you don't even know how many people they have in their open volume that's going to count toward this. So it's not going to count anybody under another ED. So for all of you who are in an executive director organization, which all of you are, you can help. Make sure you're registered for the Level Up Convention. So it's a really cool challenge for everybody. So we're going to be talking more about that soon. Want to make sure everybody realizes, again, you can still register for the event this weekend. You can do it at the door, or you can go online and do it if you would like to be all set. And we can't wait to see you. We've got so much planned for this weekend. It has been nonstop for the last 2 weeks, I promise you, in getting prepared for this event. And
nonstop the last 36, 72 hours.
Well, that's the story, yeah. But it's all worth it. And we want to thank everybody who's been helping with everything. We've got great teams helping set up, do registration, and helping with so many things. And it takes a team to put a good event together, and we appreciate all the help. So that's a wrap for tonight.
Yeah, challenge everybody that's in driving distance. I don't know if you can make it here from California right now, but if you're in driving distance, I mean, you need to be here.
Absolutely.
This is going to be spectacular. I think that's it. And I want to thank Susan Mercer for hosting the call, Tom Miner for doing his part, and
Kim
Millia also. And I want to thank each and every one of you for jumping on this call. It means you're taking your business seriously. Chris and I know who's on the call. We can see it. So, listen, thank y'all. This is Frank and Teresa from where? Sunset Beach.
In North Carolina.
At the team event and anything else.
Now that's a wrap, y'all. We just safe travels. We'll see you here this weekend.
You need to call me about the sound.
Okay, Tom McCain, we'll call him.
We'll talk to y'all, Tom McCain. Listen, everybody, good night. We'll talk to y'all
good
next
night.
Week. Bye-bye.
Safe travels.